Ireland's Classic Hits Radio presents A Parent's Guide to Social Media.
Anna O'Donovan is with us today. She is from Colossacullam Ballincollig. She's 17 and she won the Science Foundation Ireland Award at the Young Scientist for her project. Hi Anne, welcome to the show.
Hi, thanks for having me.
So this is a great achievement for you. I'm sure everyone's very proud and you're very proud of yourself. But what you came up with was a ChatGPT powered child grooming detection app for social media. And as parents, we're all really worried about what's going on social media for our children and our teenagers. So this kind of gives a bit of peace of mind. Where did you come up with this idea?
Well, basically, I had a small bit of experience with strangers online speaking to me when I was younger, about 11, 12. And when Young Scientist came up in the conversation when I was in third year, I thought, well, you know, I have the experience. I don't want other kids going through what I did. So it would be great if I could come up with a solution. So I did a lot of research and I carried out a massive survey of around 234 children in my local area between ages of 8 and 12. I found that 2 in 5 children in Ireland have spoken to a stranger online as of 2022, which is a massive number. So that's how the project started.
Were the messages coming in on what platform?
So I asked a lot of the kids what kind of platforms they used, all the regular ones, Instagram, TikTok, WhatsApp even. I found that apps such as Discord, where they had a very high rate of children being spoken to by strangers. Some apps like TikTok and Instagram weren't quite as high. Snapchat wasn't as high. But I think Discord was probably the biggest one.
Right, okay. Now, I know absolutely nothing about Discord. Can you tell me what that is?
I'm not fully well-versed with it myself, but I do know that it is used for particularly gaming. So a lot of people would join chat rooms on it and you'd be able to play games with different people and communicate with them via either calls or messages. It is very popular and usually only people who are about 16 over are supposed to use it. However, you probably know age verification is a very difficult thing to actually do on the internet. So,
So this, I mean, a lot of these social media platforms are supposed to be for people over a certain age, but in reality, that's never the case. So this app that you came up with, I wouldn't even know where to start. How did you know where to start in getting it together?
Yeah, I did a lot of research into how, I suppose, the linguistic side of how grooming works, given that the fact that the only thing I could actually monitor was the messages themselves, the obvious thing in my mind was to look at the kind of words that they use and the kind of tactics that they might employ. So I did a lot of research and I found that grooming online is quite different to in person. I suppose one of the major things that my survey highlighted was that children aren't fully aware of what a stranger is when it comes to an online environment. It's like, I suppose in real life you're like, you've never seen them before, you don't know their name, whereas online you have their username. They might even have a fake age, a picture on their profile. So that sort of throws all that out the window. So what I did was I did a lot of research into academic papers on, I suppose the term would be natural language processing and the linguistics behind it. There was a lot of studies on how often particular words would come up, what sort of stages in a conversation a groomer might be in, and when specific words during those specific stages would be more common. This is the beginning of my project. I've done 2 iterations of it now. The very beginning, I looked into all of these different patterns and how often these words came up. After the first time I was in BT, it became apparent that ChatGPT was becoming a lot more popular. And what I basically did was I took all of the test transcripts of conversations between children and groomers that I had gathered over the year that I was working on the project. And I fed them to ChatGPT and I asked ChatGPT with a bit of prompt engineering, what do you think? Do you think it's the groomer? Yes or no, or maybe. And once I found that ChatGPT was able to detect these conversations without being trained, I went from there and started developing a prototype.
Amazing. Unbelievable. So were you pretty tech savvy yourself before all of this?
Yeah, I would think so. I mean, I'm not a whiz kid when it comes to coding or anything. I learned to code to do this project specifically. So I took a bit of a crash course in Python to actually do any of this. But yeah, I suppose I was tech savvy enough.
And what about your friends? Were they talking about this and saying, yeah, this has happened to us? We've been approached by strangers when we've been online.
Yeah, a lot of my friends, especially in primary school, would have had a lot of public accounts. They would have been talking to people, catfishing people, because they thought it was fun. I suppose I wasn't really as into that sort of thing when I was their age. I didn't get my first phone until I was 13, so I was a lot older than them. I've been seeing them doing that since they were 10, so I thought, oh, it's fine. And then I made lots of public accounts, but sure, of course, it's always one in every 10 or 5 kids, the ones that actually get in trouble with these sorts of things. So I suppose I was unlucky.
So this app, it alerts parents as well as the children when these keywords are being used. So what is it? Is it literally just a notification comes up, or what happens?
Yeah, so there's 3 levels of danger. You'd have your safe, which is just regular conversation, there's nothing to worry about. Then you'd have your concerning, which is when the algorithm or the AI isn't entirely sure whether this is a groomer or not, but if does need to be looked at. And then you have your dangerous, is when it's absolutely positive that the conversation needs to end. So a parent will get a notification when the level changes from safe to anything else. Of course, the notification might be a lot more, it would be a lot more intense when it is a red alert, when it's a dangerous conversation. So the children are made aware of this change in level of danger via an avatar, which sits at the top corner of their screen. The avatar is animated and it moves to warn them, to get their attention. They might get a notification as well. The avatar's hair will change color from blue to orange to red to signify the level of threat. And this is how the kids are told that they need to get out of the conversation. However, parents get a notification on their phone, or they might get an alert, like a vibration or something.
And how do children, or I should say young adults, teenagers, feel about their parents also getting a notification when they're talking to someone? I mean, do they feel a little bit like their privacy is being taken away, or are they okay with that?
Well, a lot of the kids that I spoke to actually didn't mind the idea. I think their main thing was that the parents wouldn't read their messages themselves. The idea of my app is that the kids don't have to be the ones to tell their parents that they got in trouble. Rather, the app makes them aware of it, and it takes that sort of line of communication that might be a bit awkward for both parties out of the equation, which means that everyone's on the same page and everyone feels a lot safer. Most of the children that I spoke to didn't have any massive concerns, but again, the main thing was I don't want them reading my own messages, and I don't particularly like the idea of my messages being read by my parents, so I completely get where they're coming from.
Yeah, and it's not even like you've anything to hide, but everyone likes their privacy, don't they, as well? I mean,
yeah, exactly.
As adults, you know, the thoughts of somebody getting hold of your phone is awful, even though you've nothing to hide, but still, I understand completely. So is this app now available for people to get, or was it just for this project?
Unfortunately, it's not available. I would need to probably collaborate with a lot of very big tech companies in order to actually make this a thing.
Yeah.
But I do hope to carry on with the project in the future, yeah.
Okay, so it may come to fruition if you can just get the finances together for it. Yeah, I'm assuming it's probably quite expensive. Can I leave you, Anne, by asking you, what would you say is a good age for somebody to get a phone for the first time, a smartphone? I mean, so many parents have different ideas on this. Like, I feel like my daughter can get it when she's 25. Do you know? that's the first time she'll be having a phone. What do you think is a good age?
But I suppose it does depend on the child. I'm not a parent, so I'm not sure if I'm really...
Thankfully, you're not a parent, you're 17.
Yes, but I do think in my house, we all got them around 6th class, so kind of 12, 13. I thought that was a good age because we had time to kind of be slowly introduced to it. But again, it does completely come down to the child and the parent themselves.
And was that mainly for your parents and that to have be able to contact you, that kind of thing? Or did you use it a lot for your friends?
Once you get into secondary school, I think my parents were a lot more willing to let me go out by myself. And then I wanted to talk to my friends as well. So yeah, that's probably why.
A kind of a mixture of everything. Okay, well, congratulations, Anne. What a great achievement, winning the Science Foundation Ireland Young Scientist for your project ChatGPT Powered Child Grooming Detection App. I really hope that you end up maybe taking this project to the next level, and maybe we will have this app available because it's a great idea. Thanks so much for coming on the show, Anne.
Thank you so much for having me. It was a pleasure talking to you.
This is a parent's guide to social media. You can catch up on all the episodes, which are available as a podcast. Just search Ireland's Classic Hits Parent's Guide. This has been a Sound and Vision initiative, funded by Cumasúin na mBian, with the television licence fee.